I want to bring our guest in now this morning, as we have a guest joining us this morning representing the Cass County Beef Producer, since this is Beef Month, Mariah Murphy in with us this morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Well, good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Not only did she come in this morning, but she got all dudded up and everything, the crown, the sash. You got it all working this morning. Is that required when you go out on behalf of the beef producers?
Well, it's not required, but who really needs an excuse to wear a tiara?
There's your line of the day right there. Perfect. They give it to you. You might as well enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, talk a little bit about your family. Who are your folks?
My dad is Doug, and my mom is Christy Murphy.
Brothers, sisters?
Nope, I'm the only child, so I get to be spoiled.
They stopped after they found perfection.
Oh, I guess so.
There you go. Excellent. Hey, talk about your family's involvement in the beef industry. We were talking earlier, and it sounds like it goes back a ways.
Yeah, my grandpa and my great-grandpa, they both had cattle, and I kind of grew up on a farm, always checking cattle with my dad on a four-wheeler going out in the pastures. And then my grandpa got real bad with Alzheimer's, so we had to quit the industry for a while, and then as soon as I could, I hopped back in with 4-H and FFA and started showing breeding heifers and got our small herd back up and running again. Hopefully we'll be up and running quite largely.
It's safe to say that it wouldn't be the same without the beef industry in your life?
It really wouldn't. I don't think I would be where I am today if I didn't.
Yeah. Of course, you're Cass County Beef Princess for the year. Now, why did you want to get involved in that process?
Well, I really enjoy giving back to the community, and my summer didn't quite seem like it was busy enough, so I had to add one more thing.
I bet that's not true.
I really enjoy working with kids, and I always enjoy going over to the elementary and reading books to them, and I thought, what better way than to show kids about agriculture, and especially the beef industry, which is growing immensely now.
Do you find that a lot of folks don't know as much as you thought about the beef industry when you get a chance to visit with them?
I used to think that everybody knew everything about agriculture until you visit the state fair and you get to sit in the barns, and I guess we call it people watching, and you get to hear all the fun comments like, oh, what animal is this? And you're like, well, that's a pig or that's a cow. But it's kind of fun to tell them a fact that you just kind of knew off the top of your head, and they're like, how did you know that? Mm-hmm. But it's just something you've known since you were born, because that's what you were raised on, and they were raised differently.
Yeah, and you know, you live in Iowa, and you're running into Iowans all the time, folks right here in the county as well, and you just assume that they know plenty about the beef industry, where those animals come from, how they're raised, how they're cared for, where their meat actually comes from, all that kind of stuff. And then you sit down and talk to folks, and you're just shocked that they don't know anymore. And that's part of your responsibility, is to share that information.
Yeah, I know we just got a couple books in, and we're going to go to the elementary schools and share that with the third and fourth graders maybe. And we're doing a hamburger feed down in Griswold to help share that knowledge with them. Just kind of spread the facts around, like how they're raised. And
so now, do you have to do a lot of studying? Did you have to cram for a test when it came to being the Cass County Beef Princess to make sure you were as knowledgeable as possible?
I mean, I probably should have, but I guess I just was going on the sheer fact that I wanted it with all my heart, and that's what I grew up with, so I was just going to use the knowledge that I had gotten from my dad and my grandpa throughout
sure.
the years.
And for folks who really don't know that much about becoming the beef queen, the beef princess, that type of thing, what is involved? Is it largely knowledge?
I don't think it's really that much knowledge, because really it was just me and Emily trying out this year. But they take you to the Redwood, they pay for your meal, and you go into a personal interview with the judges, and you talk for, I didn't even talk for 2 minutes, I think. The judges got what they needed, and then after both of us got interviewed, they came out, we got our meal, and then they just kind of talked to us and got to know us a little better over supper.
Sure. Now, we had a chance to talk with Emily Soigling a couple of weeks ago on the program. Kind of talked about what she's involved in as part of being the Beef Queen. Beef Princess is largely the same?
It's basically the same thing. The only difference is the title. I mean, Emily and I, we're basically twins when it comes down to things, from favorite food to going to schools and what we want to do with the program.
So what all will you do? Is it a lot of appearances and visits with folks, that type of thing?
Yes, we've got the hamburger feed at Griswold, and then we'll do one at CAM, I believe, and possibly Atlantic. We've already been to both senior nights. I did CAM, and Emily did Atlantic, where we handed out scholarships for Beef Princess and Beef Queen. And then we'll go to the elementary schools throughout the year, spread the word a little bit more. And then we have tons of 4th of July parades. So we'll be in Messina, Exira. I know Colleen has a whole long list of my second mother.
Colleen, babe. Long list. Yeah. Is summertime, is that really the busy time then for this?
It really is. I guess it doesn't slow down much in the winter, but this is when we really make all of our appearances. We're helping with the Cass County Fair on giving out awards. We kind of make a few appearances there. We make appearances at parades, just kind of all around, just to get the name out. Like, hey, we're the Cass County Beef Producers.
So you attend a lot of the grillings then, too?
Oh, yes.
Do you do a lot of them?
I help, but I'm probably not going to be grilling because I'm not the best to cook when it comes to grilling, but we'll be there and we'll show the kids, like, oh, this is what we do when it comes down to cattlemen's. But, yeah, that's what we do with the grillings.
Surely you do some taste testing.
Oh, sure, definitely.
I mean, you got to have quality control, right?
Well, we can't let people try food that might hurt them. We got to make sure it's all good, nice and cooked through.
I can't imagine the beef could ever hurt them. It's all good stuff.
Oh, it is.
Very good. Do you have a favorite?
I enjoy steak, but hamburgers are good, too.
Well, those steak sandwiches are pretty good.
Yes.
And you guys do a lot of those. Awful lot of those.
Yes.
Very good. You have a good time with the grillings?
I haven't been to one yet so far, but I've heard stories through Alex Becker. She was the old princess, and I look forward to them. I think that'll be a really fun experience for me.
Excellent. So is that pretty much going to consume your summer?
Well, I have that, and then I have a girls' all-state thing over at Drake University, and then county fair obviously takes up mounds of time, but this will be my top priority.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Well, talk a little bit about your future then, too, because you see a future in agriculture.
Oh, yes. I will be attending Iowa State University, and I'd like to go into ag management or ag communications. Just that campus. I love the campus at Iowa State. I've been there multiple times for 4-H convention, FFA convention, couple honor choirs.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously that's the place to go if you want to get into that industry. Talk a little bit about what got you involved or interested in something like that.
It was really my dad and my mom. They both pushed for me to have good grades throughout high school, and then FFA really pushed me to go into agriculture. My cousin is actually the FFA advisor over at CAM, and then I really knew the old FFA advisor, Mr. Miller, and they've just really shaped my life, and wanting to go into agriculture showed me all the doors that it can take you, because it's just an immense industry, and there's so much you can do to better it, and so much to do that you can be in it, too.
Did I hear that right? Haley's your cousin?
Yep.
Really? Haley Woolham is the FFA instructor there at CAM, and so now does that give you some insight? Does she listen to you a little bit more when you have some ideas on what you guys might want to do?
I'm just another student when it comes down to the day. I mean, at family events, I'm her cousin. At school, I'm just her student. She listens to me just as much as the other kids.
She'll give you a D minus just as quickly as she'll give anybody else one.
Oh, huh? Yes. If anything, she grades me harder.
I'm sure it's a lot of fun. Well, what else keeps you busy?
I do volleyball in the fall, so that'll be another thing. And then when the winter months come around, I like to be in cheerleading and speech. I have band and vocal. Those are always big events. We have a variety show that's coming up in the fall, and hopefully I'll be one of the co-hosts for that. Band, we always have concerts, one for every season, basically. And then in January is when I will farrow my hogs. I have a couple purebred spotted gilts at home that hopefully we'll have a couple little spots running around.
Sure, very good. And will you have beef entries then at the county fair?
Not this year. We had a little bit of trouble getting our cattle broke this year, so I thought maybe next year I'll show a steer or maybe a breeding heifer again.
Now, we were talking earlier this morning, and you were telling me about this gigantic bull that you guys have.
He was our first ever calf to be born on Murphy Farms, and his name is Galileo. He's a big teddy bear. He can reach over the fence and scratch under his neck, but right now he's feeling a little frisky since he wants to be in with the ladies.
It's that time of the year, huh?
Yeah.
And he's a big boy.
He is. He's 2,300 pounds. So he's a little bit too big to play with now.
Yeah, like I said earlier, you don't want to get between him and the gate.
Yeah.
That'll feed the factory, won't it? He's a big guy. Very good. Let's talk a little bit about, now we mentioned about your future coming up now too, but we should say that although she's already got plans for what she's going to study and going to Iowa State, let's not shove her out the door quite yet, because you are finishing up your junior year today.
Yes, this is my last day of school. I got 3 hours left once I get done with this interview, I'll head over there and clean out my locker and move into the senior hallway.
So this is actually the toughest thing you have going today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
this is
far.
Relaxing for me.
What do you want to accomplish your senior year? You have any goals for your senior year?
Oh, boy. I would like to make All-State Honor Choir if I can. I have a couple other kids that I have convinced to join me on that adventure. Other than that, I just want to keep my grades up. I'm taking physics and calculus this year, so that'll be a whole nother adventure is trying to keep those grades up. If I can be valedictorian, I'd love that, but as long as I can be a part of my class and help them through the year as they get ready for graduation, maybe help other kids learn what they want to do throughout the year too, that'd be good.
Excellent. A lot of good goals there. All right, before we let you go this morning, beef. Give folks the sales pitch. Why should they really take a good hard look at the beef case when they head out to the grocery store?
Why shouldn't you? You're supporting the local economy. I mean, every time you go into a grocery store and buy beef, you're probably buying from somewhere local. It's great tasting. There's so much you can do with it. You can smoke it. You can marinate it. You can grill it. Heck, you can put it in a pan and throw it in the oven for the night, and it'll come out perfect. My mom makes a wonderful beef roast. Yeah, enchiladas, too. And my mom makes a wonderful beef roast. She throws it in the crock pot in the morning, sets it on low, and by the time we get home at 6 o'clock, it's ready to eat. And we can have sandwiches that week. We can have just beef over bread with some gravy. That's my favorite meal. But, I mean, beef is just wonderful. There's nothing really that you shouldn't like about it.
Fits every lifestyle.
It does.
And it's perfect this time of the year when it's good for grilling.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Well, Mariah, thanks for coming out this morning. That's Mariah Murphy. She's the Cass County Beef Princess this year. Hope you have a good summer. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate it very much.